Welcome into episode 168 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise and today I've got a review section, Swatchtastic Results, swap section, and the second half of the dram section with the selection of malt whiskies and the grand reveal of where you hear if we got them right or not. What do you think, listeners? And that part of the drams is about 35 minutes long, so you may need two dog walks or two bus journeys today. I sponsor this for my own crafty business, which is www.etsy.com/shop/Caithness Craft. The links should be with the show notes, which I should do this episode, but get your cup of tea, and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week.
The review section.
Swatchtastic! Can you mind a few episodes back, I suggested I might put together a book to put my samplers in? Well, I started it and had immense fun documenting what you are about to hear in my sample section. I just used an A4 pad and I used my sewing machine to attach the samples to the paper. It wasn't most aesthetically, it's quite hard to say if you're not very good at speaking, aesthetically pleasing way of doing things, but it held them down quite nicely. And I can be a bit arty, and I use my colour coordinating pens, Sharpies, and wee doodles of the places that the yard's from, or just bullet words that I think of when I'm writing up the sample. I don't know if I'm actually going to put a picture of this on Instagram, because, then you'll get to see my really bad picture of Skye, and really bad picture of the island of Iona. Nothing to do with what the words are, because they were all just as I found them, but I'm not the best at drawing. So here goes, in no particular order. Firstly, the Samite yarn, which was from Blacker Yarns. This is a 3-ply of 20% silk and 80% pure new wool, and it's woolen spun. You get 460 metres for your 100 grams here, so a little will go a very long way. The cost is £24.60. 100 grams, and you have got 15 colours to choose from, and 4 of which are more in the natural looking range. The colours that we read last week in the part where Louise and I chat about what we bought, I'm going to read them again because they're just so good. The pink is Fiery Dew, the red is Burnished Night, the orange Terracotta is Eternal Day, the light English Mustard is Drowsy Flowers, quite like that. And then the darker mustard is Wild Bee's Hum. The brown is Autumn Bowers, and it's very autumnal. I think this is the one that Sonia's new pattern, the Coppersmith Scarf Knitting Pattern, which you can get for free on the Blacker Yarns website. And then there's the darker browns, almost purple looking, Bursting Figs, which I think was pretty much fig coloured. And then there's the four naturals of Frozen Bud, Sunless Hours, Iron Hills, which is a kind of grey, kind of green, and Aspen's Shiver, which is a cream in the colour of ash trees. Then the light blue is called Swallow Soar, and the dark blue, which is the one I have, is called Peacock's Neck, which is exactly the right name for this blue. The lighter green is Tide of Dreams, and then finally the dark green is Old You, as in tree, not you boy. Now, sorry, did I wake you up there? I'm sucker for names and colours in connection to colour names and patterns, it has to be said. I would say that the palette is matte, not gloss. Not flat matte, but there's a slight black hair running through them, so there's a depth to this matte. I don't have much knowledge or connection with the Pre-Raphaelite movement at all, and I hope Sonia fell for my... when she was talking about why they chose the names and how excited she was about it, and then nobody at her other work cared. I care, Sonia. I don't understand the connection, but I get to look it up on the internet and learn more. The names are fun. The Wild Bee's Hum. The Iron Hills evokes meadows and bees and dwarves going into the Iron Hills to work. Love the names. But what is in the name, my friend? Well, this yarn is guilt-free for the silkworms. They don't chemical or heat the poor silky worms to death, and the moths fly free, Stanley. I know a few of you whom won't touch yarn that is silk in it because of the silkworms' deaths and destruction. So I'm absolutely delighted to have a yarn that lets our conscience be easy. There is so much in this world to think about and work around, and Blacker have made this choice so much easier for us. So the ball band, as ever, is very detailed, but I think it's worth reading. Samite is our homage to the history of textile manufacturing. With 15 shades inspired by the pre-Raphaelite and arts and crafts movement, colour names selected from late 19th century poetry, we wanted to pay tribute to the value that Victorians placed on unique and thoughtfully crafted objects. The very special silk content of Samite inspired us to name the range after the opulent woven silk fabrics produced in medieval Europe. To make this woolen spun yarn, we blended 30% smooth drapey blue fleece Leicester with the bouncy froth of 40% Shetland, the gilt-free luxury of 20% Amsa silk, and 10% of fibre from Sue Blacker's own Gotland flock. Ooh! The combination of pale and dark fibres create a yarn with glorious depth of colour and delicate knots of silk. What was I saying about that? I was saying that. Because it's woolen spun, Samite retains the characteristic bounce for Shetland and is more durable than a standard silk blend, making it ideal for colourwork, cables and textures. The addition of silk gives it increased drape and memory to the yarn when worked at a loose gauge. It responds exquisitely to delicate lace and large needles, creating a light, airy fabric. This truly is a yarn for creating heirlooms. Its 3-ply thickness requires time to work up, but Samite will repay your dedication with a strikingly unique garment that lasts. If you prefer to work with thicker yarns, why not try double to create a double knit weight fabric? You could even combine two shades to create a subtle or striking marl. At Edinburgh Yarn Fest, Sonia took a pumice stone to her swatch to show how well it will put up with wear and tear. Some of us, i.e. me, were indeed tearing up at the brutality of the lovely Sonia. But then she has a good point. If you want to see how something you want to wear will cope with, then pummy that bad boy. I'm pleased to say that her wee swatch didn't hold through. For you, those of you who have not had silk in their lives before, well, I love it. I have had the guilt of those poor wee worms on my conscience. Silk drapes well, it's warm when you need it, cool when you want it cool. It lasts very well, holds dye beautifully, and it's one of my favourite fibres. But working with it highlights the snags in your nails or dry skin in your hands. Louise Tilbrook this week was working with silk, and I know that about the olive and the sugar or salt hand rub, which will soften your hands beyond your wildest dreams. And then somebody suggested the gardener's way of doing it was squashing a strawberry. Never heard that one before. Both of these I suggest that you try now, but you do it over a bin or compost heap and near a sink to wash clean again. You don't need much of oil and it really, really helps. So I used a plastic needle to work with my Samite yarn, one that has no snags and was reasonably pointy. It's woolen spun and could maybe be a little bit splitty between the two plies of yarn if you were using a wooden pointy needle. I didn't have that problem myself because my Denise plastic yarns are nice and smooth in the tip. They're quite pointy, but they're not, I don't know, I just didn't seem to split the yarn. You're looking at getting 34 rows by 28 stitches on your 4-inch swatch using 2.75mm needles. So I tried it in garter, stocking, cable and lace, and I think it looks best in stocking and lace. I mean, it handles the garter and the cable, but with the dark blue, it hid the cable a bit too much for me to use on a big cable pattern. It did wash and blot beautifully. No dye loss. There was really no dye loss at all. It didn't smell of vinegar, which was pleasant. I had no reaction at all to this having lanolin in it, which pleases me greatly. When it was in the ball, it actually stuck to itself and didn't roll away, which was nice, and it didn't unravel itself. There is hardly any halo on it when the wool fibres are lifting, but pretty much when we went into the water from when it came out is the same. I could also stretch it out, and I think it would grow quite a bit, so bear in mind when you're swatching yourself. There is the odd bit of matter from either the sheep or likely the silk, so pick that out when you go, but it's not offensive. And also, what do you use this for? Now, I would wear this next to my skin. I think it would make some beautiful, beautiful shawls. And already mentioned is Sonia's coppersmith scarf knitting pattern. It's nice to see that she found somebody with beautiful auburn hair to photograph it against. And it's available now on the Blacker web page. That drapes well, it had a lovely weight to it, and it was knitted quite tightly. She also had a shawl with it held double to make 6-ply, and well, that was quite light. It was much lighter than I was expecting, and I joked it was like holding the hobbit's cloak that they get from the elves for camouflage, because it was in one of the grey colours. What I think it would be fantastic for in one of the colours is a summer lace top. One with loads and loads of big lacy holes. You know, like what Louise Scully wore on the Friday of Edinburgh Yarn Fest. Or one with lace panels on the front or the back or the raised stocking stitch. This yarn is now available from Blacker Yarn's website, and if you've got the pennies, I'd recommend it. The next yarn I'm going to go on to, I recommend from the start. This is the TJ Frog Shorelines and Strata yarn that she has commissioned especially for her. This means it's kind of exclusive, which means that we will have to act fast on it. And I'm not exactly sure how much yarn Tanya has of it. This is from her website, tjfrog.co.uk. This is 100% wool, and it's Pole Dorset and Hebridean. The Dorset lives down in Dorset, and the Hebridean lives in Skye with Croft 29. She has it only in one colour, which is called Limestone, and it's a medium grey with dark highlights through to get, and it gives you a bit more depth too. It costs £15, 100 grams of double knit or 4-ply, and I'm getting 220 metres on the double knit, which is a nice amount, and on the 4-ply you get 350 metres for your 100 grams. It's really not a bad price, and this one comes with a special story from Tanya, who isn't a huge company, and it is divine to work with. I went with the double knit so I could make a hat from it. When I first picked it up, I was quite delighted at how soft and squishy it was. Tanya had her sample in Lambing Shade by Anna Elliott, the small size, and it's a more of a beanie style than slouchy. I think it's quite smart, and I think you could be a man or a woman or even a child's pattern. It really, really suits that yarn. There is a kind of spinning oil feeling to it. You know, kind of like the lanolin might just be a tad in there. And that worried me at the start because, well, I'm allergic to lanolin to a point. And it didn't affect my skin on my hands when I was knitting at all. And it might have had a kind of lovely oily feel to it, but it sure didn't upset me. I used a 4mm wooden needle for this, and the garter stitch, oh, ace, the stitches all sit up, all proud and all happy, and, yes, we were on Skye and it was a nice day. It's nice and rib, which is good for the hat that I've planned for it. I really like the stocking stitch. The cable is okay, with lace, is okay, but I don't think you really need to bother. It has Tony Tiger great stitch definitions. It's soft to knit with, and it softens even more after blocking. It's easy to block because it does what it's told. There's a slight halo, but I don't reckon that there would be too much pilling or bobbing. This would be great jumper or hat or scarf or cowl, and you could wear it next to your skin, or you could use it for a handbag. But I'd love to see this as a lush or a windswept. So Tanya, be really proud of your yarn, and I would recommend this just as much as the Samite. And then I couldn't resist the call of the blue, the Iona blue yarn from ionacraftsshop.com. This is from the inner Hebridean island of Iona, which is down the southwest side of Mull, and it's famous for its working abbey and quite the destination for that. As I said last episode, I visited it with my mother on the tourist bus which goes from Oban. You can get on the ferry at Oban, off onto a bus on Craignure at Mull. The guide will tell you all about Mull as you drive through the island down to Finnafort, where you get the wee ferry over the very beautiful turquoise blue sea to the island of Iona. I would completely recommend doing this if you're on the west coast of Scotland, and the Iona craft shop is pretty much just as you get off the ferry from memory. So this yarn was from the sheep on the island, and it really is what they did was when the sheep were clipped, they went, they chose the fleeces suitable, they gave the crofters and the farmers a fair price. They sent it down to Yorkshire to be milled, and then it comes back as a single origin wool in lovely, lovely cakes or cones. This means it has more than one beast in there, and it is, at first glance, sheepy. Again, I was a bit for the lanolin, but I wasn't actually bothered by it again, and it does say on the label that there will be spinning oil which will wash out in the first wash, which results in a softer and loftier handle. But I didn't feel it. It was oily at all. It's not squishy, but it's sturdy. You're looking at a very reasonable $5.95 for 50 grams of double knit, and you're going to get 120 metres from that. And I again use my 4mm needles. The garter stitch is nice and sturdy. The lace and the cable was okay. The rib was excellent, and the stocking stitch was really, really nice to look and to feel. I would say that maybe not such a strong stitch definition before or after blocking in the strong blue colour and with the halo. It's fuzzy and it looks woolly. There's no colour loss at all when blocking, and it did what it was told. I did enjoy knitting with it, especially the colour of blue and knowing where it comes from. I speak to Yarn Salad's friend Tobin, who lives on Iona, and on Twitter. And he has a photograph of them all at the sorting of the fleece. Iona's a small island, and that didn't surprise me at all. So this yarn has seriously good provenance, and we all know where it comes from. I think it would make a good outer garment and be worn in well. You can let the yarn do the talking with the garter and the stocking and have the odd yarn over for detail. So say The Gingerbread by Truly Myrtle, which has interest but subtle interest. And I think it should soften with washes and age. And it certainly makes me want to go back to visit Iona and see the sheep for themselves and buy more of the yarn. So there you go, there's three samples. I've still got the newest yarn to discuss from... Oh, and the yarn from Fluff, the lovely Iona. But I'll come to them when I come to them.
The swap section.
Swap. The Lucky Seven swap. This is marking my 7th year of podcasting. You've all been signed up and awarded your swappy. You've to post this by the 7th of April. Those that have signed up for it, I'll do a wee raffle draw for the winner for something from me, which will be announced in the next episode probably, because it'll be 2 weeks from now. On to the drams. If you're not into the drinking or the shopping, then thank you for listening. I'll catch you next episode, because there's only shoppy section and blah 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 stuff after. If you're into the drinking, stay tuned. This episode sees Richard and I do the rest of the blind tasting of malt whiskies for New Year, which is a while ago. I've had loads of you say how much you enjoyed the first half of this. Again, it's quite long. We do the tasting, find out what's in the envelopes, and then we go back through the tasting notes. And you can hear us get a little bit more tipsy as it goes on, but we don't seem to slur or sound really drunk. But you do hear me bicker at him a few times, which might amuse you quite a bit.
Number 4.
The giggles have started.
It's about the same as the last one.
I'd say it was about the same colour.
Yep, definitely. So that's a kind of
dirty Winnie the Pooh. A dirty Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, dirty Winnie. I'll just try that because I forgot to write it down for the last one.
Oh, I never asked you for the last two. Would you buy them again or have them again?
Yes.
Would you buy them?
Yes, yes.
See, I wouldn't for number 2.
See, I would. I would buy number 2 over number 1.
Leads me to thinking maybe it could be the Dalmore, because I wasn't all that keen on the Dalmore and you loved it.
Mm. Okay, well, I've got Dalmore written down here.
That's fine.
I just hope I can read my writing by the time we get to number 6.
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
My pen's running with a slur. Right. Let's not be joking about the whiskey.
No.
Serious business, yes.
It is. Sorry, Stuart.
Number 4. Right.
Is he serious kind of guy? Well, I mean, obviously when you're
he's
working...
His work face, aye. Yeah. He's right nice, right enough. He's right enough. He's from Dumwally. Which we forgive him for, because that's banjo picking country. But he's a good shinty heritage.
I'll be editing this then.
No, that's fine.
Put I'll more in it. Yours than mine.
You can see that. You'll take it. He takes it.
It's very golden, isn't it?
He takes a crack well.
This is a proper clean Winnie the Pooh in the glass. It's quite yellow. Do you think?
Oh, very golden. So oh, golden. Very, very golden.
It smells honey. They all smell honey. Kiss me, honey, honey, kiss me. You haven't put the water in yet, you fool.
I'm smelling it, you fool. That's it. That 3 drams and she's abusive.
Sorry. Try not to be. But you're
definitely,
taking, you're
definitely
taking your time.
Honey. Honey.
Thank you.
Sugar. Caramel even.
Oh, Yes, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But magic caramel and toffee, so that you can chew it all you want and it doesn't take your fillings out.
Or burn your mouth.
You've right. obviously waited until it's cooled down first. Because that would just be stupid.
Yeah, because I'm the most patient, tolerant person in the world.
Well, hell mend you.
Sanjivat,
Stuart. Sure. Doesn't change much with the smell of the water in it.
It doesn't change much.
Oh! That's burning. It doesn't change much smell when you put the water in it.
Well, I like that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm probably doing a disservice here.
What?
And this could be a really clever trick. He's put the same one in 3 and 4. I don't think he would.
No, this tastes different to the last one.
It's more subtle. Far more subtle.
This is a blend.
No. I was going to say monkey shoulder, but no.
I like monkey shoulder.
I like monkey shoulder. That's one.
I don't think this is monkey shoulder.
I'd say that's a space side.
Yeah. It's very golden. Very, very golden. Or, can you remember the Campbelltown one? Because remember, there was Campbelltown. There's 3 of them.
Mm.
For a small town, that's pretty
good. To be the main biscuit distilling place in Scotland.
I can still say I remember sitting in that bar when we went down with Mum.
Mm.
Long time ago now.
Was.
2004.
I got the visas and everything to go to Campbelltown.
It's a very nice place, listeners. You should all go down there. Right, so, this here dram doesn't have a mega lot of flavours, I don't think.
No, I just sweetness, very sweet.
Well, I can see that there's no peat, no smoke in it. None at all.
No peat.
That's about the only thing I can ever detect in a whiskey.
You're saying Campbelltown.
Or you're saying monkey shoulder, which...
No, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this.
Or I'm saying it's a blend.
I'm saying it's a blend.
It's definitely kind of...
This would be the fancy, expensive one.
Well, I never thought about it. It could be like the Glenlivet or Glenmorangie ones.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Now, are they Speyside or are they Highlands?
They're Highland. Mm. I lie. Glenmorangie, Highland, Glenlivet, Speyside. Because Livet is Speyside.
Yeah.
And Glenmorangie, I don't really drink very much of it.
Ah, Glenmorangie's at 10, isn't it?
Yarp. Yeah. Which is a very nice place.
Can't remember. I'm going to put Glenlivet down. Although I don't think it's...
Do you think it's that, though? One of them, kind of?
Yeah. I think it's of that. I think it's a Speyside.
Right.
There's that many down there. I'm not sure. Age, I couldn't tell you. Age.
He didn't ask us to do the age, did he?
No, but I think that's maybe asking too much.
Listeners, we'll have to drink a lot more whiskey before we can do the age. But do you not think that this is quite good, that we've got such a wealth of behind us drams that we can't remember any of them?
No.
No, what do you mean no?
No, I think it's a good thing, but no, we can't remember any of them. Because we've invested all that time and effort and we've not remembered nothing. So now we've got to go back to the start and try again.
Not remembered anything.
Ah, that's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said nothing.
Sorry.
Couldn't help it.
Can't see a valley here, mate. You getting a wee flush cheeks here?
Oh, aye. Right, we'll just finish this and have some more grapes and then move on. Hold on. Would you buy this one again?
Ah, yeah, definitely. I like this one.
Do you?
Yeah, I like it.
No, I wouldn't. Sorry, Stuart.
That's getting 3 stars from me.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is not my...
I like that.
...kind of bag, I think, is what I see.
It's quite a unique taste, that one. It's quite...
Yeah, it's that unique, we can't tell what it
no,
is.
No, but I've never had that before, so I don't know.
That's what he says. I'm dreading seeing this piece of paper.
I know, but that's the crack, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good crack. Right, hold on.
Right, number five. Things have taken a bit of a darker turn.
How do you mean? Is Chewbacca turned to the dark side?
Well, look at that. Chewbacca's not in the light anyway.
Oh, maybe it's after Star Wars 7. Don't say what happens.
Well done.
It's just sad.
I just like Rogue One.
Rogue One's good.
And the first one, which is the fourth one, but it's my first one.
Okay. You wouldn't have got the pictures to see that. You wouldn't have been old enough.
No, I know.
Mum did.
Wow, cool. Right. Chewbacca?
Yeah, definitely Chewbacca. Chewbacca, clean.
The force is strong, and then this one.
Oh no, hold on, did we not see that was a dark Chewbacca?
Well, it's kind of quite a dark.
Yeah. He's he's in his Star Wars 70s. Right, pour the whiskey. It doesn't have to make sense.
I'm trying to work out which one was Star Wars 7.
The most recent one.
Rogue One was the most recent one.
Okay.
The one I liked.
Well, it was the one before that. It was last year's one.
No, I didn't like that one. Well, it's not that I didn't like it. It was like...
Just pour the whiskey.
It wasn't my cup of tea.
Nothing's your cup of tea. That whiskey's your cup of tea. And it's whiskey.
I like Rogue One. I like Cool Hand Luke.
Just pour the whiskey or you're going to spend a night in the box. Ooh! It's going gold, isn't it, when it comes out?
Oh.
That's quite cool. Did he say one of them might be a blend?
I don't remember. No, I don't think he did.
Oh. I was kind of hoping that the last one.
See what we haven't done. The last one was swirled.
We never swirled it. We're kind of.
It's got to go to pieces.
Four whiskies in, listeners.
Stick with us. Stick with us. We got two to go.
Like two to go.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Hold. It's very, very slowly coming down that glass. Right. I don't know about its legs.
Golden dark.
We've seen its legs.
It's a
right.
Dark gold.
It's
like if I hold it away from myself as far as I can, it doesn't get any more or less golden.
I'm trying to hold it against the magnolia wall or the white ceiling, and it's definitely Chewbacca. Right, could you have some water, please, before
I'll
you
smell
put some
it
water?
First.
Oh, right, okay. Oh! It's got quite a distinct smell of something. Whiskey, listeners, whiskey. Sweet sherry cask.
Yeah.
That's not oak or bourbon.
Sharper. Sweet sherry cask.
But kind of snappy.
Can you read that, by the way?
Yeah.
That's fine. And it's Chewbacca.
I'm quite impressed that you can still write.
That's quite good. Well, this is me in my fourth dram. This is kind of unheard of territory now.
Fifth.
Oh, sorry, fifth. I can't even count.
Listeners, we're on our fifth dram. I might re-edit this.
I think you should split it into six parts. if you went straight to number six, you wouldn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, listeners, if you've just joined us and you're number six, do go back and start at the start.
Again, it's another sweet one, but I'm getting a sherry, definitely sherry.
I think it's sherry. Could I have some water in here so I can taste it before
you need to
bore the listeners to death?
You need to give me some
taste
notes
the whiskey.
Shh, I'm getting some there. I really am getting some.
I know I'm getting some too, but to me it's just whiskey now. Thanks, Stuart.
Sweet floral.
Yeah.
That sounds good tonight. Sweet floral notes.
Floral notes. What kind of floral? Are they blue florals or yellow florals?
Yeah. Pick a colour.
Red florals, yellow florals.
Say that fast enough.
I don't think I can. Have we got enough water? Sans va, Stuart.
Sans va, Stuart. Can't smell it now.
The smell definitely changes when you put the water in. Did we swirl this one? I can't remember.
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
we
did.
Well, I did.
We did.
I did.
We did. Ooh, that's smooth going down.
I'm peaty.
Yeah, I'm not going to peat. I'm getting kind of like a smooth toffee rolling down the back of my throat. I'm getting no peat. But when I breathe out, I'm getting something else. You know what you remind me of? The tortoise from Mr. Hoppy and AZ O'Trot last night. It was Dustin Hoffman.
He's devious.
Oh, he's a devious.
Explain that story.
Richard's dad went to read AZ O'Trot, which is Tortoise Backwards, to the Bairns, because it's a Roald Dahl book, years ago, and he came down the stairs and he had this face and he twinkled and he went, Mr. Hoppy's a devious, isn't he? And I just said, yeah. So we watched the dramatisation of it last night with Dustin Hoffman. I thought I was doing well.
Is he an up-and-coming burgeoning actor or actress?
Yeah.
Denise Hoffman.
It's his first starring role. It's about tortoises and Judi Dench.
I think this is the fancy one.
This is lovely. It's got kind of like a really...
Nutty. I get a kind of nutty kind of... It wasn't peat, it was wrong. It was nutty.
Is it nutty?
Nutty. I'm going for nuts.
What type of nuts? See, I only know peanuts and cashew nuts. I can't do any other.
Nutty nuts.
Squirrel nutkins nuts.
I have nothing to say to that remark.
I have out-nutted you.
Quite dry as well. Mm. Quite dry.
It's very kind of like syrupy as it goes down as right. well. It's weird.
I think this is the really fancy one.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's smooth. It's not nasty or anything. It's or sharp, but just
this
oozes
this,
style.
It isn't the most distinctive flavour, but it's the easiest to drink.
I've got no idea what it is, though.
But it's getting my 4 stars. I'm now going. I had 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars. 3 stars. This is my 4 star.
Oh, the last one's going to be like 6 million stars.
No.
It's going to be like Milky Way stars.
11 billion stars.
11 billion, I love that.
Well, it's just like a different... You're 2 stars, 1 star, 3 stars, 2 stars. What are you going for this one?
It's nice.
Very dry. My mouth feels dry after drinking that. That might just be because I've had 5 drams now, but...
But what do you think it's from?
I have not got the... foggiest.
We've never had this before.
Never.
So therefore it's posh. It could be, could be an Oban.
By default.
Could be an Oban, because that's quite a light one.
No, I don't think it's Oban.
It's not bitter enough.
And I have not got a clue.
Could be a Kleinisch, because we've never had one of them either.
I have.
Oh, maybe you have any Kleinisch.
I don't have a clue what that is.
Where was I when you had the Kleinisch? Not on the drams, listeners.
The Castle Hotel, Huntley.
Well, working. I'll give you that one.
Very long hours climbing. How many turbines did I climb in one day?
Millions of them.
11 billion. We listeners, set the record anyway.
Listeners, you need to read Peter and Jane. She's funny as anything. Right, yeah. So...
in fact, after we set the record, they banned us from climbing more than 5 a day.
Did they?
Yeah.
Right. Have you any clue what this is? I would drink that again.
Definitely. That's
like
my favourite. Definitely my favourite.
I like it. It's not my favourite.
It's got a wee burny aftertaste, though. But nice, a warming one.
A warming one. Well, this would be good if you came in from being outside in the elements.
Yeah.
And this would be nice to share as well, wouldn't it?
Depends if it's the fancy one or not. No, I'm joking.
If it is the fancy one, there'll be 2 chances of that. None.
That'd be good.
None.
That'd be good. No, it's nice to share. And this is what this is all about. This is someone's experience and...
Stuart shared it with us.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's all about.
Would you have a hot toddy with that?
No chance. I can't believe you're the only person I know that spoils proper whiskey with toddies instead of using cooking whiskey for toddies.
No, but if you're not feeling well, you should treat yourself to the best that you possibly can.
Yeah, diet hot toddy.
With a single malt whiskey.
Diet hot toddy, single malt whiskey. Yes, definitely, definitely. Any diet hot toddy, single malt whiskey?
No. You should have a hot toddy with the best whiskey possible.
No chance.
Because you're not feeling well, you might die.
It makes no difference.
So therefore you should have the best stuff possible.
So you should leave the good stuff for those that are living.
No, you've got no pockets in your shroud.
Yes, which is why you should leave the good stuff for the living. You can't take that whiskey with you to the grave, I'm sure people do.
Well, I would quite happily drink it before I got there. But I'm not going to drink a whole lot of
it. But you don't spoil it with stuff.
Now, you said...
I said.
...that anybody should be able to drink the whiskey they want. Some of them put Coke in their single malts. Some of them put Iron Brew in their single malts.
Aye, but what they might as well stick it in a...
Yeah, but cooking whiskey. Do.
I know they do. I've no issue with that. That's what they're spending their money on.
Listeners, I am not sober. So, anyway, this drink, you would buy this again, but you've got no clue what it is.
I've not a Scooby. But I like it. Mm. I reckon it's a fancy one.
It's got a kind of a really smooth part when you're drinking it.
Well, here I've got Chewbacca, sweet sherry cask, smooth, toffee, sweet floral notes, nuts, and it's very dry. Hold on, I've forgotten very, very dry.
Right. Okay, listeners. It's grape time. Right, we're done with grapes.
Okay, number 6.
Cheese after this one.
Cheese.
Oh, I love cheese. Great.
Okay, colour.
Oh, colour. Get it back in the room. Again, it's dark.
Chewbacca.
That's definitely dirty Chewbacca. He's been fixing that Millennium Falcon and he's covered in oil.
Dirty Chewbacca. Don't forget, we've got to make a blend of them all at the end with the dribbles.
Yes, money penny. Right, colour in a glass. Oh, it's definitely dark. It's not changed the colour at all.
Chocolate.
Oh, yay, chocolate. Milk chocolate. Not dark chocolate. What are you writing down?
Milk chocolate.
Very sweet. I like this one.
Tannin, you kind of smelt it.
Tannin? Mm-hmm. Like tea tannin? I don't get that. I just get chocolate.
No, I'm getting chocolate. I'm getting.
I like chocolate.
Almost like, you know, it's not strong enough, but like when you're Hillsdale.
Oh, the gorse smell.
Gorse.
Right, my smell seems to be wearing off. Could I have some water, please, so I can smell it some more with its flavours released? Release the hound, Smithers.
It's a very dramatic release.
Well, it's a very dramatic whisky.
That's a lovely...
Come on.
I've had an idea.
You've got a bit more in yours than I have.
Well, so do you want some back?
No, that's fine. Right, this one's to Mel and her family.
Slangebar.
I get a lace... chocolate smell when it's got water in it. Oh, we never did the going up round the glass. Oops, sorry, Stuart. We're kind of losing the plot now.
It's very sharp.
I don't want to swallow it.
Do you want your teeth back?
I didn't want to swallow it. It was so sharp. Ugh. That's taking the enamel of my teeth. Yeah. Can you put some more water in it, please, and see if it'll help it? There was no smoothness about that. That was as jaggy edged as an icicle. Or a fiddle. Better with more water in it.
Is it?
Well, it's perfumey with water in it. Put perfume down. Right, perfume. Never mind put more water in yours. Put right perfume down. I don't recall ever drinking this before.
I've had a dark whiskey similar to this. For the life of me, I can't remember where and where.
Oh, listeners, are getting this theme? We are rubbish at this blind tasting malarkey. But do you know what I think? The more we do it, maybe the better we'll get. I think you should encourage nice Stuart. Stuart, you're so nice. Like, subliminal message.
He's from Domali. He's not open. You have to give him like squirrel tails and shiny stones and stuff. That's how they trade out in Domali. Oh, that's a fine looking top you have there. Oh, you could play pool in the back of that top.
Give him buckle.
Why am I speaking like I'm from Cumbria or something?
I don't know. Maybe the whiskey's sentimental. Subliminal message, Stuart. Do us some more of these. We can give you some back. And he's back in the room. Hi, Stuart. How you doing? Yeah.
See that? I can't distinguish the flavours.
Is it because we've had too many drinks?
Possibly. That might have something to do with it.
Do you realise it's 54 minutes this thing is? Listen, I'll have edited this down. Don't worry, listeners.
5 minutes of sobriety.
Well, it's much better with water. It takes that sharpness out. Do you think...
sort of peary kind of taste. Well, peachy, apple-y
kind of...
that
kind fruit.
Fruit.
Right. Have you any idea what this dram is?
It's whiskey.
Listeners, he's drunk. Right. So, it's got a... it's very kind of golden. There's no peat smoke in
it. Nice.
So, therefore, it not be an Islay malt. Therefore, we'll do this by matter of...
means of elimination.
That's it. That's what I was looking for.
Right. It's not going to be an island. It's not going to be North Highlands.
Yeah, it would be maybe the Glenlivety one. Or Glenmorangie one.
Glenmorangie.
No. I think that was more it.
That one, you think that was Glenmorangie?
Well, it's either Glenmorangie or Glenlivet. I think Glenmorangie.
There's a lot of difference between the two. I have not. I cannot. I mean, it's very distinctive. Milk chocolatey nose to it.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have that nose when you put the water in, I don't think.
No, I'm just getting kind of fruit.
Mm-hmm. And flavour fruit. Right, so shall we pause whilst we...
Hold on.
No, you don't need to finish it, because we don't have another one to do. We could open that and... Mm-hmm. Or would we just open it? Would you buy it again?
I like that.
You like all of them?
No, I'll give that 3. I've got my favourite. I've got my two top three. You give that 2, would you? Oh, that's harsh.
No, because it doesn't have enough smoke or peat in it.
Well, quick rundown then. I would give number 1 2 stars. You said you would give it 1 star.
Unless it's a Wolf Berman and I didn't mind it.
You can't be biased.
Yes, I can.
Number 2, I give it 2 stars.
Yeah.
And you were 2 stars as well.
Does it say that I gave the top one 1 star?
Just by memory. My memory said that.
I think he's making that up. His memory.
Number three,
I
give number three.
I'm going to listen to this podcast again and see what I said.
I give number three stars.
Right.
Number four, I give three stars, you give two stars.
Mm.
Number five is Alive. Four stars from me.
Yeah, it's four, yeah.
Yeah?
I liked it.
Sure?
I did add count.
With three stars or four?
No, four. Four.
And number six, I like. It was surprising the taste was nothing like the nose.
Yeah.
I'm giving it three,
like
you're giving it two.
Or coffee.
Hmm?
Bacon or coffee type of dram. Because bacon smells gorgeous. And then when you taste it, no.
I disagree. I love the smell of bacon. I love the taste of bacon.
Doesn't seem
I
the taste.
I love the smell of a proper good coffee.
I'd never taste the same.
I love the smell and the taste. To me, what you're referring to is a fish supper. The concept, the thought, the smell of going into the chipper, the smell of the vinegar going in, the salt going in your chips.
Mm,
you're like, oh, that smells brilliant. It's going to be divine.
I'm drooling.
And then half an hour later, like, why did I eat that? I just feel ill.
Right, open up the thing. Right, the listeners kind of wait.
So what we're going to do is we're going to read through these and find out what they are, and I'll run down, and then we'll pause it. I'll go and get some history on each of them.
But did we ever decide what that was, the number five, before you open that?
Number five... we reckoned it was a fancy one.
Oh, sorry, number six.
Number six, we haven't got a clue.
Do you think, even if it's like an area, we could maybe try it by that?
I'm going to go for Scotland.
Can't be Scotland, it's not got smoke or peat in it.
Japan.
Ooh! Now we never said it wasn't like a pet dragon.
And there's a distillery in
or
England.
Or a Japanese one. We had the Japanese one and that was whale harsh. I had the Welsh one and that was quite smooth down the throat, wasn't it?
Aye. Penridlian.
Yes. I'd have that one again. So, have we any idea?
I've none.
Neither have I, but I don't like not putting something.
I'm now going to struggle to stay awake for the bells because it's 10:30 p.m. It's 22:24 and we've got an hour and a half to go for the bells.
I'm sure we'll manage it. We'll stick some cheese in us. Right, open, the listeners are... Right, drum roll. Right, number one, let Richard's face is a picture. Tell us, what's number one?
Ooh.
Is there any that we've done before?
Yeah. Well, right.
Possibly a wolf barn, possibly... Scapa.
Right, I'm going to go through this.
Right.
Number one. Springbank, 21-year-old,
where?
Private collection.
Where's Springbank?
Don't know, we'll look it up. Yeah. Number two.
Okay.
Tomatin, 12-year-old.
We did think that, didn't we?
We did.
We did. Yes. But we didn't write it down.
No, we did. Somewhere. Right. Number three,
right.
You'd be surprised at number three.
What is it?
We're way wrong in this one. Aberfeldy, 18-year-old.
Oh! I thought that was a right. Talisker. Right, okay.
Number four. Talisker. 20-year-old.
No!
So,
no! Listeners.
I think he's got the number in wrong. That's what I
must have done.
Number five, I have never heard of.
What is it?
Spice Tree by Compass Box. Independent bottler.
Oh, you liked that one.
Mm, I did.
That must be the expensive one.
And number six, I've had before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not this age. Number six, Glendronach, 18-year-old.
Speyside.
Yeah. Well, Glendronach, what's the name of the mountain?
Talisker, I got wrong.
You can see it when you go down.
I got wrong. Look, we've got Glenlivet and Speyside for Talisker. Oh, listeners. I said two. I didn't like it as much. Oh, Talisker, I'm so sorry.
This is all pretend. It's not real.
What do you mean it's not real? It's true. My Talisker bottle up there is upset. It knew.
So, number one was Springbank, 21-year-old. We've had Springbank. It's Cambon.
We have, yeah.
But we've not had 21-year-old. And that's his private collection as well.
Oh, thank you, sure.
54.6.
Now, we did say it was floral and light and honey. And you had 21-year-old, but...
And we thought maybe Wolfburn or Scapa, but we were well wrong, We did think...
And it was a strong dram as well. 54.6% ABV.
So, nose, lots of fruit, apple.
Yeah.
unripe mango.
No, we didn't have that.
I don't know what an unripe mango smells like.
We had
nectarine, grapefruit, apricot, and a bit of star fruit. I'm now getting it.
Maybe that's my cinnamon.
Behind all that, there's a hint of wax and some sandalwood spiciness.
That's the cinnamon, definitely. Yeah.
Palate, soft and fruity.
Mm-hmm.
With all the fruit from the nose straight to the tongue, backed up by a tingle of white pepper. Water brings out much, a touch more syrup, sweetness and butter.
No.
I've got honey, and it's light. Finish, fruit, as expected, with some lingering black licorice. No. Okay, right. So number two was the Tomatin 12-year-old.
I feel like such a failure.
Appearance, clear, pale straw golden. Aroma.
Oh, funny the poo.
Pita bread.
Pita bread.
We just had a curry in it as well. Pita bread maltiness with white fruits, hints of subtle peatiness.
I've got paper.
And floral honeysuckle.
Winnie the Pooh, honey, sweetness, sugar, sweet. Sweeties. You are
pepper, loans, or Dalmore, we thought. Taste, toasted bread maltiness, succulent pear and crisp apple fruit with just enough charcoal and peaty smokiness and dry nutty wood.
Mm. Well, we have Dalmore, which is nowhere near Tomatin.
Aftertaste. Tomatin. More dry, nutty notes emerge with subtle lingering peat smoke, wonderfully rounded and flavoursome.
Oh, listeners, I'm such a failure.
Pause.
Okay,
so Aberfeldy, the 18-year-old.
Which knows. Quite difficult to find.
Yes, very difficult to find. It says here, Aberfeldy 18-year-old is a relatively new expression, launched mid-2014 as part of the Last Great Malt's rebranding of the whole Bacardi portfolio. It sits in between the generally available Aberfeldy 12 years and Aberfeldy 21 years, but this is theoretically only available in travel retail. So, nose starts gentle with shy citrus fruits, lots of yellow apples, and some savoury notes, limoncello, ginger and nutmeg, honey and some dark roasted cereals, the mouth, soft, quite thin, but rather oily, some vanilla, malt and slightly acrid oak influence.
Maybe that's a peat.
Soft sherry and leathery notes.
We did see
back
sherry.
To burnt sugar and autumn leaves.
It's
nutmeg,
nice.
Nutmeg, finish, medium long, with dark chocolate and some rough oak spices.
So that's what we had as Talisker because we thought it was peaty.
Aye.
And it was very nice. I liked that one.
I like that one too. Okay. Right, so now we have number four, Talisker, 20-year-old.
I'm sorry, Talisker.
Is the most expensive one at the lot and is very, very rare. So thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Stuart. You must have Richard.
I've struggled to find the tasting notes for this on the internet. So I've looked up and found someone else's third-party opinion of the tasting notes.
Okay.
So they're going for nose. Ooh. Wet wool. Toffee.
Oh, we had toffee.
Vanilla. Yes. Furniture polish.
Furniture polish. Is that like vanilla?
Yeah. Furniture polish. Honeyed breakfast cereals and grass. Salt. Oysters, some damp peat smoke, sweet cinnamon, you had that.
No, I didn't, not for that one.
And pepper.
No, I didn't for that one either.
Grows bolder by the minute.
Grows bolder by the minute. I agree with that, but I had Glenlivet.
Later, fruit enters the palate, pineapple. Taste, oily and coating, not too sweet, with smoke, peat, oysters, wood, hay, earthy notes of licorice, pepper and ginger. Finish, very long and lingering, with an explosion of pepper, although not so drying at all. Furthermore, a little bit of peat and wood. Well, I just think that
got peat out of it.
I got peat.
No, I
got peat. I got smoke.
Where? No, you didn't. You got honey and sugar.
What does that say?
Honey.
What does that say there? Look. What does that say?
I can't read.
That says peat. That says smoke.
Where?
There, look.
That doesn't look like peat. That looks peat. Like bleh.
This is peat.
No poo. Pool.
Right. Pool. I haven't got a clue about the age. Well, it was the fancy as well. Right. Okay, next.
Right.
So, number five, we thought was the fancy one.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
It was lovely. It was Spice Tree by Compass Box.
And we had Compass sweet cherry cask, sweet toffee, sweet floral notes, nuts.
Very dry.
But we didn't know what it was.
Right. So, Compass Box's delicious Spice Tree was briefly illegitimate according to SWA regulations. After adjusting its creation, Spice Tree is back and better than ever. It's a blended malt from the Highlands malt whiskies.
Oh, did we not say that? That was the block.
Special made cask with new French oak heads. Right, blah, 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 blah. Right, tasting notes. Nose. Right, you ready?
Right.
Nose. Fragrant and aromatic with notes of dried herbs, spices, oak and vanilla. Has a bourbon note to it and peppery tang. You said pepper.
No, I didn't. I only said pepper for one, and that was ages ago.
Oh, okay. Right, palate. Ginger nut biscuits.
Well, dry.
Dry. But yeah, obviously I associate nuts, ginger nut
sweet
biscuits.
Sweet toffee.
Toffee spices, herbal, vanilla, very rich and peppery. Finish. Very spicy, big and rich.
I like that.
I'm gonna get some of that.
Are you?
Yeah, it's reasonably priced too.
I'll help you drink it.
So, number six was Glendronach 18-year-old. Glendronach 18-year-old has been named after the renowned founder of the distillery, James Allardyce. This exceptional sherried single malt is a non-chill filtered of natural colour, matured in the finest Spanish Oloroso sherry casks and bottled at 46%. The sublime, rich, sherried malt is truly unforgettable.
Yeah, but does it say milk chocolate?
Wait.
Oh.
Appearance. Bright deep gold with a tawny centre.
Does it say Chewbacca?
Nose. Sweet aromatics of fudge and muscovado fudge. Sugar.
Yes.
Fruit compote and glacier Morello cherries providing added complexity. Palate.
Chocolate.
Rich, dark and seductive. Remarkable flavours of stewed fruits and allspice.
You're so sexy.
Married together with classic aged Oloroso sherry and toasted walnut.
Stuff you in your walnuts.
Bread combined with chocolate orange.
Yes! Get in there! I got one right!
Give me fret.
No, give me six. Because that's exactly what it was.
I'm not from Dumbally, I don't have six fingers. Sorry, Stuart.
Stuart will not be giving us any more of these.
No, he's a good lad. Anyway, thank you very much for that. It's been a good crack. And
yeah, it is. It's killed Dave Hogmanay for us.
Well, no, it's not. It's just a warm-up.
I'm not sober.
We'll be out there playing shinty yet.
Okay.
No, it's good. And hopefully I'll return the favour.
Yes, that was good crack.
I've enjoyed that.
Although he can't now listen to what we're going to give him. Oh. Mucked up there. I'll have to edit it out.
Aye.
Oops.
Yes. I don't think he actually named them, did he? Other than we've got Talisker, that's the only one. That's what I'm on for the rest of the night. Because we finished all the other six. It's quite a sad, like. They really look sad, empty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sad little soldiers.
Poor Liver, I'm so sorry, Liver. And insides of Louise and Richard.
Oh, I'm grand.
It'll be fine.
I've already wrecked my liver and one of my kidneys anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, listeners, slanjiva.
Slanjiva. Ochiva.
Ochiva. I think that's it. Wow.
That was good crack.
That was good crack. That's some drams were different, that.
Hey.
Well, guess what? We got them all wrong! I had a poll on Twitter, and 23% of you thought you'll get it all wrong. You were right, we did. It was incredibly hard. Especially the ones that we'd not tried before, or even heard of. It was enormous fun though, and lots of you said that you enjoyed it. My favourite bit was where I drank number six and couldn't speak. We should try this again somehow, it was good fun editing it, even though it took ages. Thank you once again to Stuart, apologies for Richard and the Dalmally comments, but Stuart actually thinks he might have got the Talisker and Aberfeldy the wrong way round. Honestly, listeners, I ask you.
Blah 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 section.
Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to download and then spend some time listening to me. I would like to add all opinions are my own and sometimes Richard's, especially the ones about Dalmally. Nothing to do with me. I like Dalmally. I do occasionally get facts wrong. Yes, I do. But I try not to, and I don't do it on purpose. My email is keithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as keithnesscraft. And the podcast is hosted on the Podbean site as www.keithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. The intro and the outro are from the Free Music Archive, and it's called Entertainment for the Brain Dead by Friend. Note that I think any of you are brain dead one bit. I just like the introduction, and it was tuneful. Thank you for listening. Keep on crafting.